$18,420.60. That is the total amount we raised for this year's charity stream fundraiser for Trans Lifeline, bringing our lifetime donations to a mind-boggling $151,967.67. If you are part of the 69 contingent, you lost the final battle. I am so sorry, but so incredibly thankful for all of you who watched, who donated, who spread the word. Like, this is a mind-boggling amount of money to support Trans Lifeline. Like, this funds their hotline for, I think, several months. Anyways, if you did not get a chance to watch live and you would like to see our gameplay, all of the VODs are up on the Unprepared Casters YouTube channel. They are separated by round, so you can see the chaos that ensued to get people to this number. And if you weren't able to donate, no worries. You can always donate directly to Trans Lifeline through translifeline.org/or. We will, of course, be here doing this next year. Without further ado, let's get into the Tomb of Corridors.
Hello!
And welcome to Unprepared Casters, Tomb of Corridors. This is episode, I want to say, five?
Six?
This is episode six.
This is episode six.
And I knew that. I've been here for all of the episodes.
That's right. That's right.
This is episode six, like I've known and have always said. I am your dungeon master, Amelia Psalm. You can use any pronouns that really strike your fancy, for all I care. Haley, introduce yourself, even though I just said your name is Haley.
Hi, it's me, Haley. And I will be playing the part of the beautiful and immortal Starling Ravel, who's, of course, an elf ranger druid warlock, level 18 altogether when you do all the math. You can also use whatever pronouns you want for me, but I care a lot about it. I was trying to figure out how to do the opposite of you, but it makes it sound like there's a secret right answer if I do it that way.
There is a secret right answer. Haley will say you can use any pronouns, but there is a correct answer.
Yeah, and I'll never tell you which one it is.
Yeah. And what pronouns you got? What pronouns can we scrounge around for?
Well, let me dig around in my pockets and find what pronouns I have. There's only two in there, and they are she, her. Hello, my name is Stella, or Stella Jo. And today, and maybe always, I will be playing Millie, the Eladrin Cleric, Life Domain, level 14, has never, ever once forgot that she has ever cast Hero's Feast in her life, and will continue to not forget that fact.
And she never will.
Hi, I'm here as well. I'm Cyrus, also known as Yotapit, and I have been playing Valentine for more or less. this Valentine particularly is a level 12 paladin. As for pronouns, if I look in my pockets, there's a they, them in there. Sometimes there's a he in there, but I don't know. I feel like people are lying to me when they call me he. I'm like, you don't have to perform like that. You can just call me they.
That little, you're just trying to make me feel better.
Yeah, man. I know what I look like.
You don't have to.
And you know what they say, that's how it works. All right, well, the gang's all here. The pros, they're all nouns.
Don't I know why that got me so bad?
Last week, in episode five, y'all fought what you thought was the Lich. You kept calling it Lich, and then I started calling it Lich with your the thing that you called the Lich Killing Mace. You basically, it was combat with a lot more open and closing the doors and hiding than any combat I've ever experienced or witnessed. But you were able to kill the Lich, so you're free to leave the tomb, except that you guys spent a lot of time trying to open a door and go deeper, which is weird because you've already won.
Right.
So I guess we'll just keep seeing whatever is in this space. Because I was 100% planning to end the arc when you killed the lich. Which is what you did last episode. So I guess I'm just, you know.
Right.
I will say I am kind of surprised that we're still doing this.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's kind of felt like where the ending should be.
Yeah, but I think the thing that's most notable that you guys would feel in character, you know how there was the evil vibes that you picked up on while you were approaching? They're still there, even though you killed the thing.
Telling.
They've kind of been here the whole time, but it's like sort of like a low-grade background noise, like an AC unit. But instead of cool air, it's evil.
Which means that this must be the tomb of a twin lich.
Wait, what?
This must be the tomb of a twin lich. Two liches, twins, separated at birth, reunited in the tomb.
They each have two halves of a locket. One is the sun and one is the moon. Oh my god, it's Twitches.
It's just Twitches.
You just got that? I thought that was what Cyrus was joking about the whole time. That movie rules.
Yeah, first of all, Twitches, best movie about witches ever. Don't at me. I actually will not be arguing with anybody. I won't even read the comment. Twitches, best witch movie ever. Secondly, I think Twitches is just defaultly what I imagine when I think about witches. So me being like, yeah, twins separated at birth, reconnected in the tomb. I'm like, that's just the plot of every
that's
great witch
witches.
Media ever.
Yeah, like every witch.
Just Twitches.
Just like every witch.
Yeah, how do we license Tia Tamara by Doja Cat just to bring it full circle?
Can't be that hard, right? We gotta...
There's gotta be a path there somewhere.
Speaking of paths... that are there somewhere.
Nice.
A fucking segue.
It's hard to find one in this crowded room in which you find yourself. As a reminder, this seems to be some sort of laboratory, a workspace. There are two large tables with some weird contraption connecting them. There are 3 7-foot diameter, 4-foot depth vats located on the other side of the room. There's shelves filled with knickknacks, bobbins, tchotchkes, whosits and whatsits galore, books, urns and jars all on the floor. It is a very messy place.
It's relatable. That's real.
Mm-hmm. I assume they're creative, so, you know, the mess is worse.
Yeah, does it seem messy in, like, an academic or a creative sense?
It seems messy in the sense of someone who, like, really meant to get another storage organizer. So it's not like there is... The person who works in here could be anyone. they probably know where everything is.
Right.
It looks old, but it's almost like... it's like frozen in time. Like the other areas seemed kind of clean or empty, but like this area is just like if I were to just like leave my office and never come back and it was just like this.
Yeah.
Is it covered in like dust?
There's some dust, yeah.
Does it look like people have been here recently?
No. There's like some dust, some cobwebs, but there's nothing that looks like clearly disturbed or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, gang.
Can I start like flipping through journals?
Yeah.
I'm going to start touching stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, touching stuff is the best way to go.
Yeah, there's also the giant vats as well.
I don't want to touch those. I want to start looking at journals.
Yeah, I was going to say, those seem kind of dangerous.
That seems scary. Let me read their diary.
So interesting. I would love to go up and examine the giant vats, but do your diaries first.
Great.
Diary first. You can look at the vats in a second.
And then I'll look at
we'll understand their heart first.
Work benches while you're looking at the vats.
Haley, do you read Abyssal?
Do I? I don't think that's one I got, but let me double check. No, that's not one of the ones I got. Are you sure it's not written in common sign language?
Written in sign language?
Yeah.
Like just drawings
one
of the signs?
Yeah.
Written in sign language.
Are you sure? It's like definitely Abyssal.
It's definitely abyssal because I was trying to think of one that no one would know.
Oh, rude. Okay. Can I cast comprehend languages about it?
Yeah, if you want to be a bitch.
And I do. And I do. Guy who said it couldn't be written in common sign language. I sit down and I start pulling bones out of a pouch and go crisscross applesauce right in the middle of the papers.
And, you know, for as much as you do the dark arts, the fact that you don't know Abyssal is actually very surprising to me.
It's quite funny.
These are God-honoring dark arts.
Yeah. I'm in the woods and I talk to my horse. The horse doesn't speak Abyssal.
It could.
I haven't taught her yet. I start my 10-minute ritual cast.
Great. While you're doing that, languages. We're going to go to the vats while I think of whatever the fuck is in this book.
That's awesome.
You go in these vats.
You dissolve.
Whoa.
Well, you don't go in it. You go up to the vats.
Hang on.
I know.
I do not, let's be clear, I do not go in the vats.
Okay, so you're in the vat.
Yeah.
So you're swimming through the vat.
You're finna be in the vat.
You're actively being dissolved in Mountain Dew as we speak.
I don't want to go in the vat.
So basically, it's like you're in the vat.
I don't want to go in the vats is the thing about it. I would like to take a look at the vats.
Yeah, the first one, it looks like murky water. It's kind of settled to the bottom mostly, but it looks gross. Don't drink that.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on drinking from any of them. I'll be so for real.
Spoilers, you should not.
You're not like a tiny bit parched.
But you're not even like a little curious.
Yeah.
This well, is now sick. I am.
This one is just like salmonella.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a hero's feast. I cannot get poisoned.
No. There you go. Yeah.
What about disease? You're gonna get E. coli. I'm giving you that for free.
You're giving me E. coli for free?
If you drink that and just the information.
Okay.
Wait, but you were gonna ask an actual question.
I did have an actual question that did not involve me drinking it. When you say murky water, does it look like, for lack of a better word, like natural murky water? Like, does it look like pond water?
Yeah, it's like this water was left alone for a while and then it got gross and then it got dead.
Right, gotcha. But it looks like the base of it is just plain old water.
Yeah, it's like water where there's like sediment and stuff. So this, you assume, is water. I'll give you that one as well. The next one is like neon greenish color. It's semi-opaque, and there is one half of a golden key at the bottom of it that you can kind of faintly make out the shape of.
Oh, ho, ho.
I guess you wouldn't necessarily know that it's golden because of the fact that it's all, like, neon green-y, but I just...
It could be, like, catching the light in a specific way, maybe.
Millie thinks that all keys are golden.
Yeah.
She's never seen a key that wasn't golden.
And then the other one is, like, this, like, gray, like, jelly kind of substance. Also semi-translucent. And there is another half of a key that Millie would assume is golden.
Okay, can I ask, when you say half a key, how are we splitting the key?
Top, bottom?
Across the line of symmetry. So they look like two halves of the same key.
So there's like the part that goes in the lock on both of them.
Yeah.
Line of symmetry on the key to me is like you're splitting it like hot dog style, like down the thin way.
Yeah, it's hot dog style.
Okay. Fascinating.
Real careful metalwork happening to split this key open.
I like it.
Yeah. There's a lot of artistry that went into this tomb.
There is. And I don't mean to disrespect the lich, and I never would.
Yeah.
I would. I would antagonize a lich any day.
Yeah, the Raven's Queen champion. I would never disrespect a lich.
No, not to their face.
Yeah. That's what their back is for.
got mics all over this place, probably. There's a camera there and there.
I'm actually wearing a lav mic.
They're always watching.
Yeah, Millie's wearing a wire.
I'm wearing a wire. I'm working for the lich. The hard turn.
Oh my god, Millie turns into a lich at the end.
Wait, that'd be kind of awesome.
That'd be kind of awesome, but then you'd have to turn on Starling.
And I would never.
You wouldn't.
And I wouldn't.
Thank you. Thanks.
And I wouldn't.
Not scared.
Link. Can we go around? Like, you said the bats were in the middle of the room. Can we go around to the back? Or are they sort of up against a wall?
You can kind of walk all the way around them. They're kind of more toward the back of the room, but you can mm-hmm. walk around.
I want to do like a 360 to take a look at the mechanism of them to see if there's any way to drain them.
There does not appear to be a drain.
Is there a bucket in the room?
Yeah.
We have to start scooping.
There's absolutely a bucket.
You did say mention a bunch of vases and urns.
Oh, yeah, and you can just fill those with the gross water. That's fine. There's nothing else in them.
Surely those aren't the phylacteries.
I don't think any of them are giving phylactery vibes. I think you can put the gross bacteria water in it. I think that's fine.
One more time, how tall are they? I know you said this. My brain is
4 feet tall. Goop.
4 feet tall. Oh, okay. So I could, like, look down into them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how you see the keys that you assume are gold.
That they I know are gold.
They must be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while Starling is doing her ritual, I'll just shout to my friends. Guys, I found a key, but it's split in half. And we might need to get rid of this goo. One of them looks more viscous than the other. It's all bad.
I'll just say, so like half paying attention, distracted with my ritual, I'll like put one hand and be like, yep, I think you've got it, darling. Just keep on with the goo.
Okay. Millie feels insanely responsible for the goo now.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of shape water thing?
I don't. I can tell you that.
And by you, I mean me. Oh, I do. I do have control water.
Okay. Scooch it out of the way. Reach in there.
Would that work on these?
Scooch the water around.
That I'm guessing that would assume that both of these, including the jelly, is water.
Water-based, at least, right?
Wow, the text for control water is quite long. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I'm gonna read this. There's no, like, evaporate option. That's crazy.
That's one of the main things water does.
Right?
It's create or destroy water. Destroy is not, right?
Oh,
it's create and destroy.
That's a different spell. This is control water. I forgot about the other spell.
Just add water /H2O Mako Mermaids rules.
Yeah. I mean, I could give it a try. I will cast control water. I can concentrate up to 10 minutes on it. So I'm guessing I could like do one and then do the other. Because I would like to do part water, which reads, you part water in the area and create a trench. The trench extends across the spell's area, and the separated water forms a wall to either side. The trench remains until the spell ends, or you choose a different effect. So I would like to cast part water in one vat and then the other vat to create a trench and just push the water away from the key at the bottom of the vat.
You attempt to cast this spell, and are you going for the jelly vat and the acid vat?
Well, you called it an acid vat.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So when you cast this spell, you're unable to move anything because it's acid and jelly.
That's so sad.
I know.
Right. It was a really good thought, though.
Thanks. I'm guessing it still uses the spell slot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
There goes all of my fourth level spells.
No!
You won't need them. You're fine.
You gotta do more ritual casting. It's the real secret here.
I don't have that.
I know.
I could commune.
Valentine, what are you doing?
Checking out the workbenches.
There's contraptions.
Got it.
Hell yeah,
are these like the other ones? Were they open or?
You want a gizmos?
Yeah.
I got plenty.
These benches do not open. It's just like a regular like table kind of situation.
Got it. And there's just stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
We're looking for a phylactery, right?
I mean, conceivably, we're not going to get to firmly kill a lich unless we can also destroy the phylactery.
Yeah.
There's a like an opening to a hallway on the other side of the room from where you entered.
Can I take a peek through that opening?
You can.
Not like going fully up, just kind of like peeking my head around like the corner, looking both ways.
You want to guess what you see?
Oh, boy.
I'll give you one guess.
Oh, my God.
A friend.
One fucking guess. You want to guess what you see?
Big pile of candy.
A horse?
Horse?
A horse who's literally going to be my friend?
Nah, it's a corridor. You peek around the hallway, you see a corridor. It turns the corner.
Wow.
But does the corridor have a horse in it?
Is it made of candy?
There's no horse in the corridor.
Damn! What the fuck?
No corridors.
Now answer Stella's question.
I asked if it was made of candy.
Well, there's no horse there, so it's hard to tell.
What?
What? If the horse is made of candy or the corridor?
Oh, is the corridor made of candy? Is that what you were asking? I thought you were asking if the horse was made of candy.
I loved the interpretation of it, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the horse that points out candy isn't in the corridor, so how would you know? That's so funny.
Which means there's a horse made of candy in the tomb somewhere. Yeah.
We'll find it.
We're looking in the wrong places, yeah.
No, the corridor is made of rocks and stone.
Oh,
rock candy.
Pop
it's
rocks.
A regular
Pop
corridor.
Rocks.
Well, a regular corridor.
Tears my eyes. That's so funny.
I'm sure there's traps.
I call out to Valentine and I say, hey, do you still have that mage hand?
Yes. No, I don't.
What?
No, wait, no, I do. No, I do. I was looking at the wrong section of my character sheet. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Why are all my cantrips being weird? But I was looking at my spells. Anyways, ignore me. I'm all over the place. I do still have mage hand.
It's almost like there's multiple people living inside your one head. And things are getting a little, the wires are getting crossed.
Yeah.
A little complicated.
Yeah, I do have mage hand. Do you need it?
Well, there's half of a key right there and half of a key right there, and I point in the bats, and I point to the middle one, and I say, that one looks like acid, and that one looks like shit. I don't want to put my hand in there.
Got it. Before I walk away from this corridor, is there anything, like, special about it that I should note before, like, leaving?
Nope.
Got it. I'm gonna turn around and cast my mage hand. You said there's one of them is acid and one of them is stuff.
Yeah, it looks pretty viscous, like a jelly, like a horrible, horrible jelly dessert.
Okay, well.
Okay, so we're adding horrible on there. I didn't say horrible.
It's regular.
I said horrible because if someone put a jello cup in front of me and it was gray, that'd be pretty horrible.
Yeah. Gray's not a good color for jello.
Specifically a horrible jelly dessert. Maybe not a horrible jelly.
I'll go for the key that's an acid first.
Yeah.
We do not know how long it's been in there, and we do not know how much longer it will survive in there, so...
Yeah, ostensibly it survived long enough to be in there at all.
Yeah.
So, should be fine.
Yeah, this tube's like thousands of years old.
Let's go ahead and get those keys.
You cast Mage Hand. It goes down into the acid. And grabs the key on the bottom and pulls it right out.
And now, for my next trick, the exact same thing, but then jello. and I'll reach into the viscous mat to retrieve the other half.
You begin reaching, or your mage hand begins reaching into the jelly, and as it touches the surface of the jelly moves up and starts enveloping the mage hand. Everyone, please roll initiative.
Oh no! Ah! It is a horrible jelly.
I'm concentrating.
Sorry, I started a fight before you could comprehend language.
I'm trying to read their diary.
I mean, you could still keep casting the spell. You could just leave them with this.
No, I'm gonna help.
Yeah, so see, you don't have to be here for this.
Oh, I'm gonna help.
Anyone 20 plus?
No.
Actually, why don't you guys just tell me your numbers? Well, let's just do that.
15!
I also got a 15.
I got a 16.
Millie, you're up first. Starling, you're on deck.
All right, y'all. Get ready for this. A lot. I'm gonna cast Sacred Flame at this thing. It needs to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Believe it or not, jellies are not dexterous. I got a 14.
Great. Wow, I rolled amazing.
Hell yeah.
It takes 21 points of damage.
Url, Embra, Vuldur, Mas.
I added more HP to it when you called it horrible.
What the fuck? Sorry for painting a word picture on your podcast.
It's a good word picture. I made it more horrible.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Do you have a bonus action?
I fear not. Yep, that's going to be it for me. I'm just going to move my movement back away from the jelly.
It gets an attack of opportunity.
Oh.
I was gonna say that it doesn't try to grab her, does it?
It's got a pseudopod. Do you get pseudopoded with a 12?
No.
And for those of us who don't know what a pseudopod moves.
Gross tentacle
moves.
Thing.
Oh, that's gross.
Tentacle ick.
A wiggly worm.
Don't do that.
Starling, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm annoyed.
Is that your whole turn?
Yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm sitting crisscross with all my bones. And they were all, like, starting to, like, vibrate and rattle and lift up and levitate as I was getting closer to the spell being done. And then I look up and I tilt my head back up and all the bones fall to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I reach up, I pinch a little bit of candlelight out of the air, and I flick it at the big hand, and I cast Starry Wisp at it. So I'm going to do some damage. Oh, if only my cats hadn't stolen all my D8s. Hello?
The Great Heist of 2026.
This is because you don't let them play. You don't let them join our game, and you're surprised when they start their own.
Lark left of her own volition earlier, so...
Well, you moved the arm that she was resting on and killed the vibes.
Not only did you move the arm, but you clapped. And that was the final offense.
It was. And I'll spend the rest of my life begging for her forgiveness if she'd only allow. That's 17 radiant damage, and it will be emitting a dim light.
Do you automatically hit on that? Do I get to roll anything?
No, I do have to roll the hit. You're so right. I got too distracted by needing my D8s. We'll see if I do make the 17 damage.
You sounded so sad. It just automatically hits.
What do you mean? That's a 17 to hit as well.
Yeah, its AC is 8.
Oh my god.
Okay, don't be mean to me.
Wow.
Okay, so wait, how much damage does it take?
17 damage. And until the end of my next turn, it's going to emit dim light in a 10-foot radius, and it can't become invisible.
Hell yeah.
Because all the light I flicked at it is all suffused in the goop now.
It's like a lava lamp.
It's exactly like a lava lamp, yes!
As you do this, in response to your starry wisp, which sort of bisects... The jelly as it is rising out of this vat. The bisection kind of continues and it separates into two smaller jellies, one of which has the key, one of which does not.
Mm-hmm. Is the mage hand still lodged in one of them?
Yeah, roll a d20 for me.
11.
Yeah, the mage hand is in the same one with the key, but it is, like, not moving through the jelly quickly.
I'm just going to do two attacks on the one with the key. So, first attack, 28. I'm just going to go ahead and roll for a second attack, too, so I can roll damage 15.
Yeah.
That is 10 damage and also 8 damage.
What are you striking it with? What kind of damage is that?
It's bludgeoning damage. It's mace.
You just kind of just beat it to pulp with your mace.
Yeah, it's a very, very barbaric, just like...
meat tenderizing.
No way, I don't want you to... meat tenderizing. Literally just Minecraft style spamming right click.
The other ochre jelly is going to kind of slide off onto the floor. Just go to the wall and start sliding up toward the ceiling, kind of picking up random shit that's on the shelves on the way, and is gonna start making its way toward the exit using its action and bonus action. It gets around the corner of the hallway.
Well,
I think we can't let it get away.
Yeah. We should chase that guy.
Do you chase that guy?
I'm scared of pit traps in the hallway.
Yeah.
Are we still in initiative?
Depends on what you guys are doing. You can get out of initiative if you want, but if you're going to talk about what you're doing next, then yes.
I would just like to get in line of sight of it. If that means not going in the hallway, then all the better.
And this is the one without the key that left, right?
Yes, this is the one without the key.
Yeah, but what if it goes and warns its...
I know, yeah.
Jelly overlords.
Jelly overlords? Well, now we gotta meet them.
Millie, it is your turn. What are you doing?
I would like to get in line of sight of it and cast Sacred Flame.
You... can get with it. You can do both of those things.
It does need to roll a dexterity saving throw.
It fails.
Oh, that one was not as good. 10.
10. It is still up.
Oh no!
And it divides into two smaller jellies.
Well, I tried my best.
Starling, what are you doing?
Is there one that's further away? Seems like it's going faster, getting away more.
I mean, they're kind of both going at about the same speed.
I'll stand, and I'll get to where I can see them as well. I guess I'll just sort of just pick one.
Yeah,
and just kind of gesture towards it, and everybody hears just an incredibly loud bell. Echo through the entire corridor.
Yeah?
As I toll the dead at it.
What does toll the dead do?
Damage.
Okay.
Anything more?
It needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
And they're not that wise, are they?
I couldn't assume. It's jelly.
That is a 2. Does that beat your DC?
No! Oh. Surprise!
Interesting.
Is it missing some of its hit points?
Yeah, it's missing a lot. Well, I guess, interesting question.
This is the question. How are we defining hit points on him?
The original jelly's hit points are divided evenly between the new jellies.
Mm-hmm.
I think yes.
I'll let you toll the dead on this.
Well, I can toll the dead either way. It's just a higher damage die if it's already... injured.
You're gonna kill this thing either way, probably.
Hell yeah. Let me
unless
at him.
You roll a
Let
one.
Me
and it's one die. Unless it's one die where you roll a one.
It's four. It's four dice, thank you, because I'm so big and strong.
Oh my
god. Don't be rude. It's rolling.
This jelly bite has become so hostile.
Oh my god. It has fewer than 4 HP.
It's 19 necrotic damage to the jelly.
That actually heals it, and it kills you in turn.
Oh. That'd be so funny if it was immune to necrotic. It would be so funny. It isn't, though. You smithereen the jelly.
Bongs into non-existence. I go back to my circle.
Val, do you want to finish off this last one?
Yeah. I'm gonna hit it with the mace, not of lich killing, but of other things killing.
Can you reach it? It's on the ceiling.
I can with the fireball spell.
Just roll to hit, unless you insist on rolling your damage, even though you will kill it.
And you know, I was gonna leave it at that, but now I do insist on rolling my damage. 3d10.
Yeah, of course you do. You kill it.
These jellies have never been more dead.
Yeah.
I'm not even dignifying this with a how do you want to do this. You guys kill the jellies.
Yay!
Nothing immerses players into your RPG world like immersive audio. But if you've ever tried to create your own soundscape, you know how impossibly difficult that can be. Even just finding songs that fit the mood you're going for is so hard. If you're a game master who wants to level up your immersion without spending hours and hours looking through audio files, you gotta look at Pocket Bard. And maybe you already know what Pocket Bard is. You already know it as an app that you can download to create immersive audio experiences for your RPG games at home. But, baby, the Bard's gotten bigger. Maybe you don't want to just use your little screen, your little phone. Now you can get to Pocket Bard on your PC, on desktop. Your PC, the same place you keep your character sheets, your notes, your world building. Why not have your audio there as well? And also, you can download Pocket Bard for free. So here's what you're gonna do, okay? You got two options. You're gonna pick up your phone, go to the App Store, type in Pocket Bard, and you're gonna have that little bard that lives in your pocket forever now, making your already excellent games that much better. Or you're gonna go on your computer and you're gonna download Pocket Bard for desktop directly from their website, pocketbard.app. This bard is now suddenly too big to fit in your pocket. But don't worry, you can handle it. There are a lot of great things about playing tabletop role-playing games, but the number one best thing about playing tabletop role-playing games is creating a collection of little guys that you will keep forever. And if you want to make your collection of little guys manifest, there is no better place to do it than Hero Forge. Hero Forge is a website that offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of hearts to choose from, all within your browser. You can get these minis in a variety of materials, including fun colors. Minis aren't enough for you? You can also get custom 3D printed dice through Hero Forge. You can also get custom acrylic keychains through Hero Forge. And if you're a real Hero Forge head, you're gonna get the pro subscription and level up your forging experience. Make your little guys. Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often because new content is added every week. Go forth to the forge!
Got her!
Here we go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair! He threw the chair!
And now he's getting it back because we're right. Gonna have to sit!
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh, oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
Oh, it's fine. It's not fine. Oh. Hey, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising. piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Gutter.
We won the jelly encounter.
You won the jelly encounter. You have two.
Yeah. There's nothing we can't do. We're two for two right now.
You have two halves of seemingly one golden key.
I would like to grab the two halves. Actually, hang on. Before I grab the two halves.
You might want to clean them off.
Yeah, maybe. I'm assuming I have like a little water skin of water for the road, a little canteen.
Yeah.
I have my camping supply thing that the gargoyles gave us.
Oh yeah, you have your thermos.
I take out my little gargoyle given
thermos.
My gargoyle thermos with water.
What, the thermos didn't come pre-filled with water though.
Bro.
Do you have rations? Do you have a water skin? Check your equipment.
I do have rations.
If only I had rations. Perhaps a bag of bananas even.
Imagine how much easier that would have been if you had a bunch of bananas.
Yeah, I wish I had a bunch of bananas to clean these keys off.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have water?
Well, I only have rations, it says. Would rations include some water?
I'll allow it.
Okay. I only need a little bit.
You're so kind.
I wash the acid and the ooze off of the key halves.
Easy.
And I would like to cast Mending on the two halves to make it whole again.
Before you even get the chance to cast Mending, as you take the two halves and just put them next to each other, there's kind of this like, and it just like seals into one key.
Cool, we got a key. I would like to poke around this room and see if the key fits in anything. Are there any like lock boxes, saves?
So are you guys just going to be like kind of scouring the room for things?
Yes.
I'm back in my circle.
I had assumed as soon as you fired off that spell, you are sat down.
Dear diary, anybody who comes in this tomb is totally fucked.
And I bet they're playing stupid MASH in and there. Ugly too.
Okay, so you guys are going to spend, I'm going to say, the next 10 minutes looking around for locks that would fit this key. Starling, you are casting Comprehend Languages to, quote unquote, read her diary.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what we're doing.
I assume you guys are doing like a very careful, if you're doing a careful once over of this room, it's going to take more than 10 minutes for you. So you guys would still be searching after a Starling spell finishes. Starling, you cast Comprehend Languages. The bones raise, shake, and vibrate through the ether, through all of the planes of the physical to the metaphysical, to where knowledge is woven into the threads of magic, the same knowledge that dictates and converts every verbal component of every spell into action, reverberates. And the words of every single person who has ever spoken, thought, or created a message in Abyssal are filtered into an abstract understanding that you now can access as you look at this book and see the title, and it says, My Diary.
Boys, we're in. We got him. We're about to find all the secrets
Boom,
of the tomb.
Boom, baby.
I knew it.
Beneath it, it says 002-4.
This is the fourth edition of the second volume. What are we doing? How many diaries do you have? This is ridiculous. How long have you lived?
I'm sorry. How long has the lich lived? Is that what you're asking?
That is what
Crazy
I'm asking.
Crazy question.
Yeah. Yes. I'm centuries old, and I've only ever gone through three.
You live in a cabin in the woods.
Yes.
I
often don't have much to write about.
She has a lot more to write about. She's lived a very eventful, very storied life.
He's out there doing shit.
While you were lying around doing niche. Making moves.
Is there anything else fun in the diary?
as you're looking through the diary, you see it. This is separate from the workbooks. Like, as you're looking through, you can see references to other books that have like experiments and things being conducted. There's references to the soul problem.
Mm-hmm.
S-O-U-L.
Mm-hmm.
And like trying to work through or work around or get around. And this seems to be something that is weighing on. There's no mention of the name of the person whose diary this is.
Right.
But this is something that is weighing on them. They don't write anyone's name down. They speak of beloved. Mm. They speak of the friend. They reference like the scholar, the politician. Each of these functionally capitalized, as we understand proper nouns to be, references, and kind of some mounting pressure to show results, and a frustration that they aren't good enough, like that they haven't done enough with like their short lifespan of a single human life. As you're reading, if you're spending like a half hour while they're going through and kind of flipping through, there are passages that border alongside poetry, some of which are just extolling the things that they're proud to accomplish. A little bit, it almost feels like therapy of like writing the things that they are grateful for.
Yeah.
And then in the next page, it's dated, not in a way that you can understand, but there seems to be like a serialization. It's not a calendar you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the next day, it's like, I am an utter failure. Every single thing is an accident, and someone else could have done this better.
Yeah.
And
is this my diary?
It doesn't matter how much I do, because it will never be enough. And one day I will die, and all of this will have been for nothing, and no one will remember who I am. But that's the fate of every single person, even like no matter how long we all live, that is what awaits us in the end. And that's kind of the vibes. Like, this is, most of the stuff you've seen until now has been very, like, documentation coded. This feels like where they put their feelings.
I can't believe I'm the lich at the end of the dungeon.
It's the Sesame Street monster at the end of this book.
Yeah.
What a crazy sentence.
We are all Grover the monster at the end of this book. It's interesting because it's very humanizing, right, to kind of read this person's. But I think even as I'm reading through it, it's, I don't know, like I'm not emotionally connecting to it because I'm like, well, and you're a spooky monster.
And you're a spooky monster. Reading through the Lich's diary, but shaking my head no and putting a thumbs down so people know I don't condone lichdom.
Literally, exactly. Yeah. I'm being a nosy bitch about it, but I'm like, and that's what you get.
Do you let us know what's in the book?
Yeah, I think as you guys are looking through stuff, I'm occasionally reading a passage out loud, fully out of context.
Yeah.
You're poking around the whole room. And then I'm like, the soul problem continues to evade me day by day. There is no one on any plane who could have fucked this up as badly as I. Yes, so I'm not really sure this is what we're looking for.
To be clear, though, the soul problem, it is written less about, like, it's more like a problem they're trying to solve.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's not something that they've done. It's like, I'm trying to figure out what this
I need
thing
my way
is.
Around this. Yeah,
yes.
Like there's it's an impediment to whatever they're doing.
Yeah,
I think when you read the bit about the soul problem, Valentine will stop searching, and will ask, "Can I have the book?"
Do you read Abyssal?
Not currently, but there is nothing I cannot put my mind to.
Well, right. No, so I just did the putting my mind to it to read Abyssal. So if there's something in particular you're looking for, I am well equipped. Do you have a question for the diary?
Well, it did not seem like they found a solution to the soul problem.
Not at this chapter, but there's much to go.
And could we expedite the process of just kind of flipping through pages, and if we see the word soul, then you read that page?
Yeah, I could spoil it. I can go all the way to the
end. Yes. I actually do not care about the journey. I only care about the ending.
The politician is really being a problem.
Yeah. There is an interesting kind of, like, this is the diary of someone who is on a, like, one half of an enemies to lovers with the politician. But, like, it's not going to get to lovers, but the tension is there.
Tension is real. Yeah.
Can I ask, do you read aloud any of the more, like, self-deprecating parts?
Yeah, it's mostly those parts.
Are we collecting ammunition for when we see this motherfucker later?
This is, like, literally, it's like, and everything I have ever done is entirely unremarkable. It simply does not matter. I can only be consoled by the fact that no one else seems to notice because their, like, their ambition is so vastly dwarfed by my own.
Yeah, and I'm reading that out loud and then commenting. And this is why we don't become a lich. Millie, write that down.
Okay. I will say, like, as you're reading these things, I think for how much she doesn't know Starling, she knows enough to not say this out loud.
Mm-hmm.
She does have the thought of, like, sort of an empathy, a sympathy for her. And the thought does pass by of, like, maybe we can fix her.
Maybe we can fix the lich. And you're welcome to try. I will die trying to kill her.
And I know this, that's why I don't say it out loud.
But after I die, if you feel the need to fix the lich, I, of course, will haunt you forever.
Right. I mean,
but that is such kind a bad of thing? Up to the weight that your soul can bear.
Sounds like a permanent best friend. I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually not a threat, and I hate being alone.
I do flip towards the end. Is there any indication that they've made progress on the soul problem?
Frustratingly, no.
Yeah, okay. That's sort of what I'm so sorry to spoil the ending for you. Souls are still a problem.
I guess they do kind of suck. Maybe they were onto something.
This diary ends because they ran out of space and they have presumably put it in another one.
Yes, 002-5 or whatever.
Yeah, presumably. As you guys go through this room, you do not find a lock that fits this key. You do find another diary. It's 001-D.
Like the letter D?
Okay, well, that's not how numbers work.
D? As in dog?
Yeah. Yeah, D-A.
D-A. Okay. Common sign language?
It's not in common sign language.
Damn.
It is in... Let's put this one in Dwarvish.
Oh, that's cute. Well, I'm still comprehending all language, so...
Yeah.
But I'm also not very interested in an earlier installment. I'm going to be on it now that I've been given the task of seeing if they've solved the problem. I assume they didn't solve it in the past.
Yeah. This also, notably, this notebook looks entirely different from the later one. Like, it's just entirely different make, style.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't necessarily find anything useful in here.
Well, yeah. No, when you devote your entire life to necromantic arts and undeath and foolish journeys towards immortality, you will always be unsatisfied. And that is what we should take away from this. We are going to be doing them a favor at the end of this journey.
Millie is furiously taking notes.
Also, can I keep these diaries? I want to give them to my dark lady in a sacrifice at her altar later. I think she would find them fascinating.
Yeah.
Just picturing you at the altar of the Raven Queen being like, check this shit out.
Please, this shit
hilarious.
Babe, this is so crazy. Do you know this guy? If for some reason, I'll turn to the other two. If for some reason I am to perish before I reach a suitable altar for the Raven Queen, I would ask that you take these to an altar of the Raven Queen and place these upon it. Let her know that's from me. She will take them.
Sure. Just be careful not to get annihilated.
I don't plan to, no.
Right.
I won't walk into any ominously dark doorways.
Okay.
So
it is a common mistake.
Never said it wasn't.
We've all done it at least once or twice, but I've learned my lessons. Yeah,
there's a reason why the phrase is called curiosity killed the cat.
Because we are all...
Because it did.
Cats?
Yes. We've all got a cat inside of us. Some people say there are two wolves. There are actually two cats.
My condolences. I hope the cats get better someday. Are we going down a corridor? What's happening?
Yes, I think we should. We did not find anything for this key.
Does this corridor only go one direction, or does it split at the door?
This corridor does not split. You can go down some stairs. So immediately, you walk in the corridor and it takes a hard left, and you can go down some stairs if you'd like.
I think we should be careful. I'm looking for pit traps in the stairs.
Yeah, you don't see any pit traps in the stairs. You see stairs.
It's actually the walls that are there that are the trap.
You get to the bottom of the stairs and you turn left again, and you immediately see a huge pit filled with 200 spikes.
Did we count them?
Yeah. Be real. If I see 200 spikes in a pit, I'm just gonna believe that there's 200 in there.
How big are we talking? How far to the other side?
How big pit? How big spikes?
It is 10 feet.
On the other side, is there anything? Can we see the other side?
Yeah, there it goes. There's more corridor. You know how it is.
Can I just jump this gap? I have a 14 strength.
This gap is. No, it's actually really long.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on.
Let's see. An advanced gap.
It's 20 feet long.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Wait, how big is this hallway? Yeah.
Somebody really doesn't want us to get on the other side of this hallway.
I could get to the other side of the hallway.
You know what? I can also get to the other side of the hallway now that I think about it.
Cast jump.
Could do that.
Oh, sorry. It's 15 feet long.
50?
1-5.
Oh, 15. I'm going to misty step to the other side. Do you all want me to just, scope it out?
Could. I can come over there as well. Millie, you have a way across?
Mm-hmm. I do. It's similar to misty step, except mine is, cool and autumnal, and is a face step instead.
Oh.
All right.
I can cast levitate at will. Learning now. If I levitate myself, I can then sort of pull myself down the wall.
Are you leaving your horses on this side?
Yes, she was very scared, and I can always summon her again if need be.
Yeah, she's no longer scared, by the way.
That's good. I trust Canary. Just Canary to not fall into a pit trap.
Okay.
But again, if she does, I will simply summon her at full health at a later time.
Surely a horse can leap 15 feet.
She got very small.
Well, the other one.
She's very tiny.
The other one could be. It depends on the horse.
I don't know if the other one has the height or the runway to do that.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
That's a fair point.
He does have an 18 strength, which I think is pretty impressive.
Built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
Who is the first person going across and how are you going?
They can both do it instantaneously. Mine takes a bit, so I imagine it'll be them. One of them first.
Can I roll a perception check about it to see, point out, a safe spot to land on the other side?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
Oh, that's a natural 20!
With a natural 20, you do not see anything that would indicate that there is not a safe place to land.
Cool. Whole other side, clear and free. I will face step to the other side. I vanish in a poof of autumnal leaves and then reemerge in a poof of autumnal leaves on the other side.
Wow.
Are you just standing just on the edge?
Well, Not right on the edge.
How close to the edge would you say you are?
Like a solid 5 feet from the edge, please.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not gonna like appear teeter-tottering on the edge.
I immediately fall backwards into the pit.
I'm going to misty step 10 feet from the edge.
10 feet from the edge is based on the information that I told you?
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
You appear behind Millie and she goes, oh my God.
Sorry. You landed over here and it was safe, so I figured I would do the same thing.
I'm pulling myself across the pit by grabbing the wall and moving myself forward and then grabbing the wall and moving myself forward.
You can easily do so.
Hell yeah. Levitate only goes up, down. It does not go side, side. But I make it over there eventually.
And you get down. Where are you standing?
I'll continue to hover for a bit.
Okay.
I feel like I should have been hovering a lot more, quite frankly.
It's really ominous and cool.
Makes me very tall.
Yeah, you guys on the other side of the pit, there's still 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. There's about like 50 feet of more corridor and it just ends in a wall.
Like a magic wall that has a door that's hiding that I can smash through?
Do you want me to go poke the wall?
Wall poking is suffice.
Go poke the wall. Maybe it's not a real wall. I'll grab Paul.
Yeah.
I hope this is not the dead end because I no longer have any spell slots above level 1.
You go to the very end and you poke the wall.
Yeah. Is he real? Are you rolling What's dice happening? To see if the wall is real? Answer my question, sir. 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 Don't count on your fingers. Tell me if the wall is
Why
real.
Are we counting for the wall? Are we just counting how many bricks are on
slow.
The wall?
Why?
What's that grin on your face? You grinning
yeah,
about
wise.
It?
Oh my God, you're on your second hand? Just tell me if the wall is real.
That's a lot
Why
of counting. I'd assume there's a lot of bricks on this
Numbers
wall.
Numbers don't go
Duh.
That high, Amelia. Numbers don't go that high.
Yeah.
You go to see if the wall is real. As soon as you touch it, a bunch of magical spikes manifest and stab through you.
No, they don't.
There's 8 of them.
No!
And they're functionally a magic missile.
What the fuck?
So you take 24 points.
Oh, you're fine.
Of magical piercing
Ow!
Damage from the spikes.
Ow!
That looked like it hurt. That looked like it sucked.
I'm fine, but oh my God.
So the wall is very real.
I can still hovering. I pull myself off the spikes by grabbing the wall.
Do you go to the other side of the wall?
No, I hold on to the safe part of the wall that I grabbed before.
You were on the, like, you were going down one side of the tunnel.
Yes.
And you touched the wall and it hurt you at the end of the tunnel.
I'm not going to continue touching the wall to get to the other side of the hallway.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you're going to just jump over there.
No, well, I'm hovering. I just kind of backtrack.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like you could, like, propel yourself. Can you not?
No.
Oh. Would it be easier if one of us, like, held your hand and moved you?
No, I'm pulling myself off the spikes while hovering.
We could, like, tie a rope around your waist and just, like...
like a balloon.
I've got it.
My starling balloon.
No, I've got it.
Yeah, as soon as the magical spikes stab through you, they just sort of manifest and, like, fall on the ground.
So the wall is real.
Wall is real.
Yeah. Unless there's a hole behind the spikes now. Is there a hole behind the spikes?
Is there a hole
no.
behind the spikes?
No, I don't think so.
It looks just like it did before you touched it.
Right, right. Because it's magic.
One of you can do a mage hand, right? One of you can do a mage hand and see if the mage hand would poke it. We should have done that first. I don't know why I put my whole real flesh body over here.
It's fine. We got carried away. We thought we finished the trap.
Overly confident.
Yeah, I'll pass mage hand and press it flat to the wall.
You don't have to roll dice
it's
about it.
It's a mage
really
hand.
Okay. Stop.
It can't stop. Take
What's
damage.
Happening?
The mage hand, it's got one hit
it's
point.
Got one
it's
got one hit
really
point.
Okay. Stop. What is the counting on the fingers even doing?
It's not even that.
He's just going to antagonize us.
You cast mage hand and tap the wall. Five spikes manifest. And like a magic missile go to you.
What the hell?
And pierce you, dealing 11 points of magical piercing damage and then falling to the floor. Like, they're like astral spikes that as soon as they stab you, then become real.
Great.
This is kind of like the wall of fuck you.
Now we're just collecting stone spikes.
Wait, can I pick them up and put them in my pocket?
You can.
Little javelins.
Give me a sec.
The javelins are back.
The javelins are back.
These aren't your regular javelins.
These are covered in your blood.
You used javelins.
Secondhand javelins.
Javelins. Yeah, gently used javelins.
This spike, not the trap. The trap is an Amelia. Well, it's actually, the trap is kind of part of the, it's a whole thing. Anyway, the spike is a Patreon submission, though.
Who tried to kill me with spikes?
Yeah,
tell me
that
right now.
Cat Foxwell.
Kick him out.
Cat,
submitted
out of the Patreon.
The 201st spike.
Cat, I thought we were cool.
201st?
Well, there's the 200 in the pit.
A huge pit filled with 200 spikes is the best name room in this dungeon. It's perfect.
It's really good, is the thing.
These spikes have the stats of a +1 short sword and deal additional d6 poison damage on every hit. So instead of a d6 poison damage, we're just going to say they don't do that. They just deal an extra d6 of damage. You can also, these can have the, there's all these cool properties in 2024. I wasn't expecting this to be the way that, well, anywho, I'll give you stats for that later.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of them on the ground. You said there were 8.
They just look like regular spikes.
And then there were 5. Oh, but there's one that's special.
Yeah.
How big spike?
No, all of these have this property.
Got it.
Oh, great. I grabbed 2.
How big, Spike?
I keep imagining them to be, like, I don't know, 12 to 18 inches long. That's a size spike I'd put in a pit.
Like a short sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grabbed 2 of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab all 5 that hit me.
Yeah.
I just stare at mine angrily.
Are these iron spikes?
No, they're wooden.
Maybe this is a situation like the other one where the walkway to go to the next area is inside the pit.
I will say, you did a nat 20 perception check on the pit earlier.
That's true.
You did not see any sign of a door or anything in there.
I just got a real good look at those 200 spikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know there's exactly 200 in there.
Exactly 200. Perfect.
Did the mage hand go on the other half of the wall that Starling did not get impaled on?
No.
No?
I assume the mage hand just... Okay, no, because here's... So, sorry. Starling is pulling themselves down, like, the right side of this hallway.
Right.
The wall that impaled Starling was at the end of the hallway. So I assume the mage hand wasn't going along any wall. It just went and touched the end of the hallway. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason in my head, when you, like, asked what side Starling was on, I was picturing that because you said that, like, spikes only came out of, like, the right half of the wall.
No, spikes came out of the entire back half of the wall.
And that does
and,
make
like,
more
hit,
sense.
And, like, a homing beacon. Yeah.
And we haven't seen any, like, doors or locks or anything like that other than, like, it's just spike trap in, like, 50 feet of hallway.
Would you like to perception or investigate?
Which one of those would I like to do? Investigate?
Yeah, perceive or investigate.
Yeah, I'll investigate.
I will give you guidance.
I'd like to invest in the wall.
22.
There's a secret door on the opposite wall from that Starling was on.
Got it.
Of course there is.
You've seen a lot of secret doors in your day in this dungeon. There's one right there.
Yeah.
It's like midway down.
Yeah, I think this ear to the wall, just knocking.
Are you knocking with the mace? You're like, what sounds familiar to last time?
Which part of this wall is the weakest so that I may smash through it? And then I think when they find like the sweet spot, hit the mace on the wall. I found the door.
Nice.
Okay, it's not even locked. Sweet, free door.
This door shit is easy.
There's kind of like a little like 5-foot walkway, and then there's another door.
Is it like a regular door?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, is it? Are you telling me it's a regular door, or are you just telling me it looks like a regular door?
What's the difference?
Well, a lot.
Well, the difference is that the one that looks like a regular door probably isn't a regular door.
Well, it looks like a regular door.
You legally have to tell me if I'm going to get hurt if I open it.
I don't have to do any such thing.
But it'd be kind.
Yeah, have you considered that it would be kind, though?
Yeah.
I'm gonna open the door.
Yeah, it's open.
Check for pit traps.
There's a room.
Whoa!
But is there pit traps in the room?
Is it a corridor?
Kind of hard to say. This one is less corridor-shaped and more room-shaped. It's very square.
Okay.
This contains more furniture. Like from the previous room, except instead there are rotted sofas, chairs, there are larger vases, small side tables. Upon closer inspection, the objects that litter this room are broken and dented. The tapestries on the wall seem undisturbed by the passage of time. They feature simple woven patterns of like muddy reeds and swamp grass, frozen Arctic tundra, but slightly abstract.
Hmm.
There are several locked trunks and coffers, 6 locked trunks and 24 locked coffers.
Jeez.
This place kind of looks like they just shoved a bunch of furniture in here. Like, these aren't arranged like a sitting room. Storage this is arranged room. As like a storage unit for all of the things that were too big to kind of be in the other place.
Yep.
Can I search the room for diaries?
Yeah, roll for diaries.
This whole place just full of diaries.
Can't hurt to look. That's an 11.
Are you opening, like, trying to open the, like, locked coffers and trunks? There's nothing, on an 11, there's nothing really out in the open that is a diary.
Millie has the key still, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Millie, there are a couple of locks and coffers.
Yes.
If you want to try the key on those.
Surely it has to work on at least one.
Right.
At least one.
I am worried that this is a bit of a Holy Grail situation. We have to pick the right one.
There's also a door on the opposite corner of the room.
Does it have a keyhole?
No.
Can I open it?
Yep.
Maybe we can just skip this nonsense room full of nonsense.
You see a dark black void.
Oh,
okay.
And then does a 25 hit?
Yeah?
Starlight.
What the fuck?
Please.
The void is hitting me?
What's behind the door?
The void?
Hold on. How much damage does a spear do? Give me a sec. I forgot to write that down.
Oh my god. I literally just told you to not get annihilated.
I'm not getting annihilated. I didn't step into nothing. I opened a door and the void is eating me.
You take 4 points of piercing damage as a spear just shoots into you from the void.
Is it a normal spear? Does it seem like a really normal spear? Or is it like an evil spear? Like made out of dark?
It's an evil spear.
What?
No, sorry. No. Sorry. It's a normal spear. It's a normal spear. I got confused.
It's actually the spear that turns you into a lich.
You got me all excited about the evil spear. You lied.
No, it's a normal spear coming out of the dark void.
Ow.
You just gonna leave the void door open?
Yes, I'm leaving it open.
Is the spear on the ground?
Well, it's currently stabbed into Starling.
Maybe back up.
I step out of the way of the door.
Out of the range of a spear.
I step out of the way. I'm like around the corner from the door. So this door hurts.
Well, yeah.
Are you going to keep the spear?
Yes, I'm keeping. Well, I'm not good with spears.
Could I have the spear?
So yeah, I'm holding it. Do you want this? It's covered in my blood.
I didn't even think about whether it being covered in your blood was good or bad. Sorry that you got hit. I do not mind it being covered in your blood.
That's, I think, as correct an answer as you could have given to that prompt. Have a spear.
Thank you. Is this just a regular spear?
I examined it. It's not an evil dark spear or anything.
Oh, that is really good.
It's a regular spear.
A regular spear is like 10 times as good as what it could have been.
It's not even an interesting spear that tried to kill me. It was a fully normal one. Imagine.
Hopefully we find what threw it at you so I can throw it back.
Thank you.
I pull out one of the healing potions that we found in the mummy lair and I toss it to Starling.
Oh, well, that's very sweet. Are you sure we don't want to save these for a later time?
You got stabbed in the gut?
Yes.
And everywhere else so many times in the past, like, 10 minutes.
I'll drink it. I just wanted to make sure you felt like it was a confident decision.
I feel like any time you want to take a healing potion is a worthwhile use of that healing potion to me.
And that's the kind of mindset I love about today's youth. I will drink the healing potion.
You just love guzzling healing potions.
They won't be uncomfortable just for the sake of it. They really do just want the best at all times.
You take 10 points of poison damage.
No, you don't.
I think your heroes feasted, so I don't think it matters.
Correct.
The spear had poisons?
No, the healing potion.
Are poisons?
What?
They're very old potions. They've gone bad.
That's not how magic works.
What the
Amelia,
fuck?
That's not how magic works. I think you're confused.
Mills, but it's not a poison potion. It's healing potion, Mills.
That's so fucking funny.
Aren't you immune to poison damage?
It's the principle of the thing.
You wouldn't let me heal with the healing potion.
Okay, well, you're not going to like this thing that happens next.
What?
Did a bunch of counting on your fingers earlier?
I need...
You being a real jerk face today, Mills.
Everyone, to give me a dexterity or strength saving throw as the room begins to shake. Depending on what kind of action you take, you can tell me which sort of saving throw you want to do.
Golly gosh, jeepers.
The room begins to shake.
It's like someone took it and is just rattling it up and down like a jar of...
Good.
Like, I don't know, M&Ms maybe.
I'm always doing that to my M&Ms.
You gotta shake them before you eat them to activate them.
I got a 23 on my dex save.
I got a 17 on my strength save.
I got... a 7.
Oh, wait, everybody add 1 to your save.
I got a 24.
I got an 8. I did a strength save.
Do you think maybe you're not as strong as you thought you were?
I think I'm more strong than I am dexterous.
So everyone will take 15 points of bludgeoning damage, halved on a save.
Ow.
It looks like Millie is just kind of getting throttled up and down by the room. The two of you who did save, how are you bracing yourself?
I'm kind of bracing myself between, like, wall and floor. I'm finding, like, a position that's very stable.
Okay.
So I don't actually have to exert a lot of muscle. It's very balance in physics.
Valentine just grabs the nearest, sturdiest object and is like, I will now hold on to this.
Valentine, I want you to roll me a d4.
Why? Three.
You kind of grab onto one of these giant locked trunks which stay on the floor. The coffers kind of toss around, but the trunks are heavy enough that they don't really move. The room shakes for a minute and then it stops.
We took 15 bludgeoning damage?
Yeah.
I'm not doing so good, gang.
Halved if you saved.
Halved if you saved.
Still.
Really?
Yeah, how's everybody looking?
I'm actually looking pretty fine.
I have, over the course of this dungeon, lost almost 160.
Okay.
And how are you?
Wait, did you regain any on the short rest that we took?
No, because the short rest...
You didn't roll hit dice when we took a short rest?
Because wasn't I doing things during the short rest?
I don't remember.
You were casting something, I think.
I was doing something.
That's not ideal.
It is okay. And Valentine will place a hand on your back. Casting Lay on Hands. You heal for 30.
Wow!
That's so mean.
Double our hit points, baby.
I worked so hard.
Double our hit points with Valentine.
You don't have to worry about it anymore because that's all of my Lay on Hands.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you're in this room. There are tapestries, there are trunks, there are coffers, and some other odds and ends.
Hey, why did it do that, though?
Yeah, wow, that was really bad.
Why did we get rattled like M&Ms, Mills?
I'm just doing what the module says.
Right. I was just following orders.
This is called the agitated chamber.
Yeah, and you know
that's
what?
That's pretty good.
Me too. I am agitated within the chamber.
I am also agitated. I mean, we gotta try the key, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I would like to try the key.
I start trying the key in the locks of the trunks. We'll start with the trunks and then go to the coffers. One of these fucking things is a mimic. I know it is.
Gotta be.
Well, the one that I held on to did not activate.
I tried that one first.
You open that one. It is empty.
It's just fucking sturdy and empty.
Maybe it's some sort of skeleton key. I try to use it on another trunk.
Yeah, it opens. The trunk's empty.
Okay.
Okay, I go down the line of all six locked trunks.
I have a question.
They're all empty. Yeah.
We're just opening them, right?
Yeah.
Can I put my hand inside and like feel around and make sure it's empty?
Yeah, it feels empty.
Hmm.
Are you guys doing other things, or are you all just standing around Millie while she opens the trunks?
I'm watching Millie open these trunks.
Yeah, like, I'm really interested in what's in these trunks.
I feel like I need to be on deck for trunk-based shenanigans.
Okay, after you open the sixth trunk, I need everyone to make a dexterity or strength saving throw. And then let me know what you're, like, holding on to.
I climb inside one of the trunks.
I got another 23.
I'll brace myself on the same trunk. I did get a 12, though.
I got an 18.
I'll stick with them, I guess. We're all bracing ourselves together. It's very cute.
13 points of bludgeoning damage. Millie and Starling succeeded, so you take half. You just don't quite get to it in time, Val, to get the same sturdy position. And this one's kind of jostling a little bit more side to side, and you weren't expecting that.
It seems the room is angry with us. Agitated demon.
Does it feel like it's the same amount of time that passed in between?
Not exactly, no.
Maybe something we are doing is making it upset.
We should speedrun this, though. I feel like spending any more time in here is going to give me a concussion.
Very possibly.
Maybe the door is behind the tapestries.
So the key opened all of the trunks, but nothing was in them.
Correct.
Okay.
So you want to start peeking behind tapestries? Is there a wall behind tapestry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll peek behind a tapestry. Why not?
And the door just was the spear door.
There's one door, so there's the door you came in.
Have they been throwing more spears through that, by the way? I left it open.
No.
Okay. They just said, fuck you.
Just the one spear.
All right, maybe they only have one.
Could I throw the spear back?
Yeah, do you throw the spear back?
I will throw the spear back.
You gonna give them their spear back?
Well,
dude?
I just want to know if something on the other side makes a noise.
You throw the spear into the black void and it disappears.
And then we hear, ooh, owie! Owie, that hurt!
Ow! Well, it's gone forever. Good thing I didn't form an emotional attachment.
I peek behind the tapestry that has swamp on it.
That one, you see just a pretty solid colored wall.
Okay, but I look for a secret door on the wall.
Yeah, it's worth noting that the tapestries run the entire length of all of the walls.
Right.
Mm, got you.
So if we just start, like, running my hand over all the tapestries, is there any, like,
difference in there? Let me in.
As you start running your hand along all the tapestries, I need everyone to make a dexterity and strength saving throw. I'm
trying to go fast.
I want to.
That's an 8. Oh, God.
22. Fuck you.
16.
How are you all bracing yourself this time?
Holding onto the tapestries.
Same.
I think Valentine just fully falls. I got an 8.
You all take 7 points of damage this time, halved on a success. The DC is 16. As you hold on to the tapestry, as the room begins to shake, it tears.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire tapestry turns into green slime.
Why?
Well, that's what happens when you ruin people's art.
Okay, well, maybe they should have thought better of putting their slime tapestry where anyone could touch it.
And I'm so sorry.
What?
The slime kills you.
What?
What?
Explain yourself to me!
Finally! Someone that's not me!
Slime kills you? That's the sentence? Full stop?
You've actually touched the tapestry slime that kills you.
You touched the slime tapestry of instant demise? I don't fucking think so. Read the slime to me.
If you hold on to the tapestry when the room shakes...
Yeah.
It tears.
Uh-huh.
If they're torn... They instantly turn into green slime and cover each and every player character slash character standing before them. Covered characters are turned to green slime and gone.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
With no recourse possible due to the amount of slime.
Did both of you die?
I think we both died. And we died in like the most like fucked up way possible. You turned us to slime. It's so embarrassing. That's so humiliating.
That's so embarrassing.
It's so humiliating. We got turned to slime.
Audience at home, remember, don't ruin people's art or else you turn to slime and you die.
I mean, that's true.
We weren't even trying to ruin it. We were looking for doors.
That's unfortunate that that happened. Wow. You know what? I'm not going to say it. Glad it wasn't me.
We're so far from the entrance. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Wow. And you know what Valentine is? The cheese that stands alone.
Literally. Well, I hope Valentine has fun killing a lich all by the fucking self.
Valentine, what do you do in this moment?
Think as Valentine falls on the floor and looks over at Millie and Starling to like reassure like, is everybody okay after that like shake? And just sees the green slime and is like, oh. Is there anything left of you? The diary!
Yeah, wait, is all my stuff all right? Are my diaries making it to my dark lady's altar? Yes or no?
The diaries are intact.
Okay.
Any magic items you have are intact, as well as the gold key.
Okay.
Great. Well, that's good.
Don't tell my horse. She will live a beautiful life here and she will never know.
Yeah.
All that's left behind is a red leaf and a black feather. And they gently float to the ground in the middle of the
gently
room.
Gently floating in a spiral with each other. Slowly heading towards
we had a good run.
And a black
red leaf and a black feather.
Did I have any other magic items? My shield is a +1 shield.
Okay.
I was wearing heavy +1 plate armor. Have at it.
Okay. Thank you.
It's really pretty. Oh, and my holy symbol of Everly.
Oh, yeah. Is that all right? Did the holy symbol make it?
Surely that's a magic item.
Okay. I also had heavy armor, but I wasn't wearing it. I was just carrying it around.
That's so funny. You didn't give it.
If you want my +1 splint.
You didn't give it to
me. You didn't let me borrow it. The guy who had absolutely not walked around with a 10 AC this whole time.
Yeah. No. You look in my bag now. Full set of heavy armor.
full splint armor, enchanted plus one splint armor.
We let that ranger die, and you had a full set of armor.
I feel less bad now, actually.
That's so funny.
Well, it was my armor. I just wasn't wearing it at the moment.
I didn't have to explode, is what you're saying?
Cyrus, I put my stuff in the party inventory.
Thank you.
Cyrus, so as Valentine begins picking up this stuff, what is their next course? The tap, for what it's worth, the tapestry that you tore down, there is a door that goes further into...
Of course there is.
...the a secret door.
Hey, we found it, baby.
That goes further into the corridors.
And you're fucking welcome.
Are you going through that door or going out of this room?
Guys, I kind of want to turn around.
Valentine. You have a lich to kill, Valentine.
Remember the mission.
I do. I have a lich to kill. I literally have to figure out how to get the other souls into my body so that I may inhabit this one for the rest of my life. Valentine will pick up the things from there. They're their comrades who have fallen sadly. Oh my god, they're so sad.
It's fucking crazy. We died at the same time this fucking slime death.
I like to think as the slime like sort of coalesced around us, like Millie went to make eye contact with Starling.
Yeah.
And sort of like at the last moment, like realized what was happening, but just sort of locked eyes.
Starling realized you were dying first and started to panic and then turned into slime.
I'm going to cry.
That's so sweet.
So, Valentine, you go through the secret door and begin moving forward.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I do. That's so fucking sad.
As you open that door to continue onward, we are first gonna go to Millie. As you turn into slime.
Don't laugh when you say it.
Really sorry. I'll get all serious.
Oh, it's so funny, though.
It's so hard to seriously say.
It's the most ridiculous way to die. Like, holy shit.
As you turn into slime. It is a burning feeling and then nothing. And then it's humid air. And a cool autumn breeze. As you look up without eyes and see without sight, a gorgeous fey spirit. With lilac hair and tan skin and beautiful glowing eyes staring at you. You do not know what you are or where you are. You feel at home. Over her shoulders, a fey-like but more like human, almost elven, woman with long dark hair, it seems to be watching idly with curiosity. And this voice that you can't quite remember the name of, but makes you feel safe, says, "What would you like to be next?"
Next is... I should have thought about this.
It's okay. You're not rushed.
Smaller? More magic?
You say smaller and more magic, and two hands reach out into whatever it is you find yourself in and pull out something that is you, and begins shaping and pulling, and you evaporate in light and dissipate. And you awaken again. You're in a tiny enclosed space, and you have one tooth. You're biting your way out of it as a small pearlescent pseudo-dragon is born and crawls up to its mother. Starling.
Oh, yeah.
You see Millie look at you in abject fear before their eyes, or before her eyes go still. Mm-hmm. And before vision leaves your own. Everything is black. There is the slight glow of light around a form of a woman in a raven mask. I don't know if you've ever looked at directly.
No.
Do you say anything?
My lady, I'm so sorry.
You did exactly as I foresaw. You served me adequately.
I'm overwhelmed with emotion.
The arm, she's covered in these robes. An arm opens and kind of beckons you toward. And as you pass underneath, you feel your body and yourself change. Color fades and you look into another side or part of the Shadowfell that you had not experienced prior. You were not allowed to prior. It is not a place for the living. And your soul continues its work in death.
All I could have asked for.
I think we'll stop there. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you would like to hear more about the Castus people talking about this episode as an episode, you can find it at patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. That is where you can support the show. That is where you can get access to our talkback show at the $5 tier, where we talk about every single episode. And that's also at any tier, you can get access to our community Discord server to talk about the show, talk about Dungeons and Dragons, talk about, I don't know, cool pictures of your pets. All of that is available at patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. If you'd like to keep up to date with what we are doing here at UC, you can find us all over the internet at unpreparedcasters. It's just that easy. And what else is easy? If you would like to buy merch, we make it super simple. You can just go to unpreparedcasters.com/shop. You put money in, you get t-shirt out. It's that straightforward. And what else is straightforward is finding me on the internet. I am most places at Amelia Somm. You can also visit links.ameliasomm.com, or you can just type Amelia Somm and see wherever that takes you on your search engine of choice. Again, if you want to hear more about Tomb of Corridors, you can listen to my other podcast, Critical Lit, where we talk through Dungeons and Dragons and old tabletop adventures. You can see what I did or did not ignore based on how we said we should run this module. And if you want to see, now I'm struggling to think of a cute little segue, but you know who would probably look great on a segue? That's right, my co-host, Haley Whipjack, who you can find on TikTok at Whipjack, that's W-H-I-P Jack, on Twitter and elsewhere at Whipped Jack, that's W-H-I-P-P-E-D Jack, and on YouTube and Instagram at Haley Whipjack. I think they're doing Once Upon a Time right now. But you know how you could know for certain? You could just go to youtube.com/HaleyWhipjack and figure out for yourself. And one thing I'm glad I don't have to figure out is how to fund this podcast for ourselves and also listen to the episodes and be a community of one, because that's not how anything works. But what does work are amazing $15 patrons who, in addition to all of you who watch and support the show, help make Unprepared Casters possible. A huge thank you to Ian Schwartz, Aiden Sowood, AJ Bissinger, Stephen Odom, Cal Neville, Cobra111, The Emprix Mixar, Legos Jedi, Bex Rhodes, Marigold Morrigan, Beckles, Jennifer Wilde, Courtney Danielle, Ellen Stanfill, Jesse Dubin, Meta Rapina, Fluffy Socks, Mither Wine, Zebulone, Andy Roland, Bucket Master, Tired Vi, Lando Litch, Charlie, Abby Greer, Marky Boy 15, Gandalf the Gay, Andromedus Blackshire, Ilya Nepomnishy, Bridget Surdock, Beardic Knowledge, Sierra, Hollis, Derek Rogers, Silas S., Jade Crown, El McCochran, Tali, Mage 101, Justin, Odd Pit Pat, Yoshidas, Beetle the Bard, also Dylan, Zach, Sherman Manring, Jetty Waboom, Annie G., Lucas Gearin, Luminelli, Rue, Cam Jasicki, Alcyon Hero, Ren, Trace of Silver, Rebecca Lawton, Justin Friedberg, South Space, Jane, Mary R., Aster, Cole, Alan Beck, Orbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborbaborb, Caroline Harden, Daddy Diabetes, DM Squared, Rachel Goodman, Celtic Lord of Mice, King Smiley, Nair the Guy, Jack Lionheart, Kyle Bonyol, Andy, Ryan Meese, Remix City, Esker, Pete Alexander, Lacewing Apologist, Petal, Joey the Dynamo, Nicole, Archaea Scythid, Caroline, Enshil, Leaf Caliber, Grimmy, Feywild 42, Fungitor, Oliver Neville, Gabriel the Sorcerer, Amalia Might Be Three Pixies in a Trench Coat, Valerie Ann, Lady Drew, TJ, Depresso Espresso, Azula's Tale, Alyssa Bryan, Fade Nightshade, and AJ Downs. Thank you.
The Vore?